Brian Nelson was 17 when he was found guilty of armed robbery and murder in Illinois. He was sentenced to 26 years in prison and he was sent to the Stateville Correctional Center, which is a maximum security prison south of Chicago. A year and a half later, he escaped, and he spent a couple of years being transferred around to different detention centers. He finally ended up at a minimum security prison in New Mexico. He says his cell there was never locked, that he went in and out of the prison all the time because his job was to make uniforms for the guards. After he ironed them, he would take the uniforms out to the guards' cars and put them inside. Then suddenly, without any warning, he got transferred to Tams Correctional Center in Illinois, which is a supermax prison. His lawyer is a man named Alan Mills, and he says it's still not clear why. There was never any kind of formal charges filed or even a hearing. And Nelson didn't have any disciplinary problems in New Mexico either. Mills guesses that when TAMS opened, Illinois officials just decided to recall all the prisoners it had sent out of state and put them into TAMS. Nelson spent 23 years in solitary confinement. In this podcast, he talks about the lasting effects of being in solitary and how hard it's been to reintegrate into society. These are challenges he's still struggling with, even though he's been out for almost 2 years now.
Hi, my name is Brian Nelson. I've been released from solitary confinement after doing 23 years out of 28 in solitary. I've been out of prison for 20 months now. 30 days prior to my release, I was taken out of solitary confinement in TAMS, transferred to Menard Correctional Center, where they evacuated an entire wing to put me on the wing by myself. I was supposed to be reintegrated back to the prison population, so I'd adjust to being around people, but Menard decided that they didn't want to do that with me. My mother and stepfather picked me up at Menard. It was terrifying. 10 minutes after I was out, we'd stopped at a Tasty Freeze because I had never had a blizzard. And we went in, and a guy walked behind me. And I panicked. I mean, I literally panicked real bad. It's get away from me. It's everybody in the place is like, what's going on? And for the rest of the ride home, I wouldn't get out of the car. You go from a solid gray cell where you're by yourself 24 hours a day. And it's most of the time I never saw TV. All I had was books, you know, and the Bible. You know, but other than that, I just had my own brain and sitting there by myself with nobody to talk to. In TAMS, we were allowed to visit, but it was through solid glass windows, no contact, and I had to be chained to the floor. It's a shock when you go from a gray box where everything is at your pace, it's yours, you become obsessed, this is mine, out here where everything is like, oh my God. I go down the road with my brother when we go to work, I read the billboards, every one of them. Mm-hmm. And the next day I said, oh, they changed that one. You know, because you become aware of things, the mental stimulation is there instead of where I'm reading the back of a toothpaste tube because I have nothing to read in my cell. We didn't see computers where I was, ever. You know, I had never driven a car before. I mean, even to ride a bicycle, and they say you never forget, but bicycles became so light, you get in, you pedal, and it goes so fast, it's very different. When I got home, I reached in the refrigerator for ice cream. It burned my hand. I had red welts on my hand. And my mom is a great cook. She's Italian. She cooks with a lot of spices. She had a cut back when I got home because everything was just overwhelming. I mean, to hear certain noises out here. A balloon popped at a party when I got home. And I'm on the ground because I think it's somebody shooting. Because in prison, the towers shoot, you hit the ground. And everybody looked. They thought it was funny. Then they realized what was happening. I was like, oh, no. So the balloons were taken away. Prior to TAMS, I had never spoke to a psychiatrist. I had never been on psychotropic medication. And I think it was within a year, they had me on caseload for mental health, where I'm seeing a social worker every week, the psychiatrist once a month, and they started me on like antidepressant medications. By the time I got out, I was taking Prozac, Remeron, Boost Bar, and Visceril. There's no therapy at TAMS for dealing with solitary confinement. 2 officers will come to the door, strip search you, take you out the cell, handcuff you behind the back, chain your feet together, take you to a room, chain your feet to the floor, take a piece of leg iron and chain your hands behind your back to the floor on a cement stub in a corner, and the therapist would sit about 8 feet away from you at a desk and they would close the door. And that's so-called therapy at TAMS. Where do you go to level out? Department of Corrections don't help. You know, my parole agent, he can't even relate to it. They're shocked when I talk to them. And the other problem is, how do I talk to some other person that's been through this? Because that's a violation of my parole for associating with an ex-convict. You know, and it's like, well, so who do you talk to? I mean, I'd love to give John McCain a call, because he went through it too, but I'm sure he's too busy. There's some days I feel calmer, and some days I could just go with the flow, but other days it's just like, I mean, it's still a shock. It's always the fear that I'm going to wake up and I'm still in that box, because I spent more of my life in that box by myself than out here.